אז אנחנו קוראים בחזדה בעל הסולם.
So we're reading in Shamati articles. Shamati 53, the matter of restriction. The matter of limitation. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not one gadlut. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever, and this is called eternal dvikut. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if he has the smallest katnut, if it shines forever, it is considered having been imparted eternal dvikut. However, one who wants more gadlut, it is considered luxury. This is the meaning of any sorrow will be surplus. Meaning that sadness comes to a person because he wants luxuries. This is what it means that when Israel came to receive the Torah, Moses led them to the bottom of the mountain, as it is written, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain. A mountain, Har in Hebrew, means the thoughts. Moses led them to the end of the thought and the understanding that, and the reason that the lowest degree there is. Only then, when they agreed to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering or motion, and remain in that state, as if they had the greatest gadlut, and to be happy about it, this is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness, since during the gadlut, it cannot be said that he gives them work to be in gladness, because during the gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of katnut. So they will have joy although they feel katnut. And this is a lot of work. This is called the main part of the degree, which is discerned as katnut. This discernment must be permanent, and the gadlut is only an addition. Also, one should yearn for the main part, not for the additions.
How does it sound today compared to the morning?
It seems like in
the morning it was a real longing for hearing it, and now we just heard it. That's how it feels.
Moscow.
Раф, вот у нас одно маленькое высказывание и два вопроса. У меня вопрос и у Тамира.
Вот, Раф, we have a little statement and then a couple questions. When you raise a certain topic, in Petah Tikva, you can see that it moves to, let's say, that the world Yeshivat Chavarim, for example, is going to somehow change or, God forbid, disappear. On our behalf, for example, for us, it's not even something that you can grasp. It's not something that's acceptable that the world Yeshivat Chavarim, the global Yeshivat Chavarim, will disappear. It's the world, one point throughout the week where we sit and see all the friends all over the world. I don't know, with all the respect to the 10 meeting, it's nice and all that, but how will I be able to be incorporated with all the World Cleave friends? I don't know. I'm traveling for an hour on the metro to get here to a gathering of friends. For those 45 minutes, I'm traveling one way and an hour back, and it's another half. And if not, it's another an hour. It's like, if not the length of the meeting. And there's no possibility or a chance on the behalf of the friends. You can ask any friend in every group that a friend won't come. It's a point that every friend runs to. It's the place where each receives an immense lack from all the friends, no matter where they are. And that's the point where we absorb the greatness of all the friends. That's the thing about the Yeshivat Chavarim. And a question. You said now in the lesson that I have to obligate myself with force to wake up. that artificially I need to wake up the friends and in every possible way to be in this work. As an example, I want to understand an example if I give it now, if it's right. I go to work, my alarm clock wakes me up to tell the friends that about the greatness of the Creator. I go, I try to call one friend in some far group, a second, a third, a tenth. Usually they don't lift up the, they don't answer. And so I go like this, I call Elif Vilenku, he always answers, or David Litvinov, and I ask from them to simply tell me about the greatness of the Creator, or something similar. Is that considered obligating yourself with force, or do I need to nevertheless bring myself to a state in which I have no forces and you're laying down and you're asking, like on the bed, with asking the Creator for help, for forces to help to push you?
If you're asking me, for me a habit becomes second nature. I must wake up, I must take a hot shower. You heard about it many times. I have to kind of recuperate with a cup of coffee and with the articles. And with the articles, typically it's shamati. An excerpt from here, excerpt from there, where it barely enters the ear or the heart, even less to the heart, but more and more and more until it starts like an engine that you're trying to start. And it's not slowly until it starts to move and starts to pull you. And I constantly worry. I need to start the engine. Or does it start to pull me? That's a very important point, you understand? If I got up, I started the engine. I need to add more and more. Or I can let it go and it's now pulling me forward by itself. And it's not that I'm letting go, but for me, I warmed it up enough, and I'm in it, and I'm ready for the lesson. If I didn't get at least to that form, how can I go to the lesson? Now, when I go to the lesson, I need to be even more than that, because I have to awaken and pull and push. So I need to get excited about even more. I need to look for a few topics that would be interesting. Attractive, and then I come to the lesson and I feel myself that I somehow have something to give, something to provide to produce something from those vessels. So I need to prepare myself, and each one needs to prepare himself similarly. That's what each one needs to check when he comes to the society, and how he warmed himself up towards the friends, the society. He thought about this and that, the other. When you wake up, the head is, you know, sometimes you have certain, you know, nervousness or certain feelings, but typically a person wakes up, Rabash would wake up very harshly, very difficult, until he went to the bathroom, comes back wearing his robe, sitting down, and then sit down. I get him a cup of coffee, sometimes water. like this old Jerusalem, old people have to have coffee and water together. Also a few crackers, these square crackers, I don't know. I see that they're still around today. He's drinking, eating a couple of crackers, and says, well, let's go. And then he gets into it. It's very difficult. I could see on him, it was much easier for me than how it was for him. But later, see the eyes, everything, you know, he begins to awaken, you know, the color is back to his face. So, why am I telling you this? That a person needs to understand that the spiritual work begins from the animate degree, from being an animal, a beast. And that's why you need to decide when do you wake up. If I get up an hour and a half before the lesson, it's normal for me. At least. Less than that, I don't feel myself that I've charged my batteries and I'm able to give a lesson. It's not an amount of knowledge or intellect, it's together with everything. You have to be responsible. Even if you're not talking, someone can sit and not say a word during the lesson. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with his participation, how much he's talking, whether how much he's with his heart that is worrying, is beating with everyone. That's why it's a person's responsibility. And from the outside, you may not recognize it, the degree of his participation. But it's very important. That's why I said about the desert that we thought, we waited, we prepared. That's it. Everything depends on your preparation. Yeah, there was an impression, an excitement, new revelations. Okay.
Rav, with your permission, there's the verse that began with the matter of limitation. In the matter of limitation, and if it shines for eternity, it's considered that he achieved eternal dvikut. I won't read anymore, but then we come back to your story of Rabash, that each time starts with complete animalistic being a beast, and where is eternality that's permanent? Eternal dvikut, to imparted eternal dvikut.
Each time, each and every moment, several times a day. They're especially talking about waking up. And if during the day you catch yourself thinking about soccer, so also until you get back to that state. It must happen this way. There's a great it must happen like this. You have to come out of it and come back.
About the lesson, usually if there are a few moments of workshop in the workshop, it gives an awakening, a very strong awakening, and everyone wakes up. And if the lesson is without a workshop at all, it's not always so.
You have 15 minutes before the lesson. What do you want? The problem is that with a workshop, we are going over not enough material, so there has to be a compromise. I feel like as if we left the matter of the workshop, but I can't, after each small excerpt or a line, to have a workshop, then we'll never go through the topic. If I have before me World Kabbalah Convention, Latin America, lesson number 7, then I must go through that lesson, otherwise I promised all of the Kli, or all our friends, that they will hear about the topic. So instead of that, I'll give a few lines and I'll say a few lines and give a workshop. I'm stressed here.
Let's say we have 3 hours to do a lesson with 10 excerpts altogether in every lesson. You can combine also excerpts, also a workshop, and we can go through the whole material. There's no problem. There's not 300 excerpts like we used to have.
Okay. Yes, Eddie.
I have a few questions. One about this story of the workshop. We started this thing a few years ago. You said that we're doing between us a certain exercise, so you'll learn that you need to be in an internal workshop all throughout the lesson and all day long.
Yeah.
It moved to a state where it's like people are waiting for you to activate them in questions, and we will hear each other, and the Kabbalists will sit in this place, and we will talk between us and impress one another, and the lesson will pass. I don't understand that. It's like we have 3 hours. As long as you're living with us, every word that you agree to take out of your word, out of your mouth, it's a miracle that it's coming out. And to replace it with some conversation between us, and we have it all day long for that. And if we don't, it's our problem. How can we replace this with that? It just takes me, it drives me crazy.
You see, there are arguments for both sides. But the workshop, I'm nevertheless counting on the fact that during the day you're connecting, you have other opportunities, possibilities. But I accept this complaint that we need to do it during the lesson. Second, want to say something?
Yes, I want to continue the friend. That other than, well, in conventions that are exploding with workshops, that at least now we will prepare this thing where, of course, you will do workshops there in South America and North America.
Of course.
That's clear. And other than that, the
only thing is connection.
The most important is that the upper will decide which lesson we're going to, like that, so that we sail together. Enough trying to decide for you what to do instead of you deciding what to do. That's the best.
Look, I decided the morning lesson today, yes. But the rest I have to come up with a certain introduction to the Congress. And we just finished the South American Congress. The North American Congress is still before us, ahead of us. So we have tomorrow, 3, 4... We'll go through something.
I wanted to say another word. Now we're seeing how even something excellent, the work in the 10, is stealing the show a little bit. It's, look at, we talked about the World Kabbalah Convention. I knew that Moscow would say that. For them, it's air. All those little windows, the friends coming to the gathering of friends, it's like air for them. It's like oxygen for them. For Moscow, an hour and a half drive for every group. They're preparing themselves for the gathering of friends, where for us, it's already kind of disappeared a little bit. They come an hour before, they talk, they do workshops. That's a preparation for a gathering of friends. Once, I remember, when we started to build it, we were here an hour before that, in the gathering of friends. How, all of us, how they, everyone prepared how to talk. Of course, the ego grew, and we are growing. It's clear to me, but we need to think about them. About them. Not how I feel. What is it for them? If I can add to my friend, also in the same context, I also really remember that period of time of the gatherings of friends. You asked about the desert convention. So friends said, why did we get impressed? Because Friends from the World League came. They come every Sunday. A friend from Moscow, from Africa, from France, from Europe, from Peter opens his mouth. It depends on our preparation. If I look at him some theater show, of course I won't be impressed. But you have a meeting with the World League. Don't wait for a big congress. Every week, and you're learning how to be impressed by them and how they're excited, how they're moved by it. How could you not come to a gathering, friends? And when a friend from the World Creed is talking, it's like to come to the word lesson. It's like coming to a lesson, a morning lesson. I'm coming to prepare myself to hear this. I don't need to wait for once a year for the Congress. You need to prepare myself. And out of thought about them, it's a world Yeshuat Chavirim. It's something in our education. It's a flaw in our education in the last few years that the years have passed. We stopped talking about it because we're expanding and it's right. But some element in our education is missing. I even remember as a child, Yeshivat Chavirim, people used to have put in a slip to ask for permission to talk, to enter this holy thing. Today, I have time, I don't have time, I come, I don't come.
Yeah.
Nice, but what are we doing?
I'm sorry. 3 weeks ago, I was given a role, a new role, to be responsible for the Yeshivat Chavirim with content and Elchanana from the production. And we're about to make changes. So first thing, whoever is interested in giving us ideas or suggestions is welcome to turn to us too. And what we were what was defined for us, first of all, was that the audience of the Gathering of Friends is not necessarily the friends that are here during the Gathering of Friends, but it's the friends that are all over the world, all over the country, men and women, that are the first target. And the most important things we're putting the focus is to know what's going on here, news, what's happening in the whole world, Kli, what's happening in Petah Tikva, also as far as dissemination, social activities. And we even have whoever wants now in the world Kli to tell us about some dissemination activity that they had right there. I enter Sviva Tova. There's a form that they can report and share that same place that you wanted to build where everyone can know where what's happening. That's slowly now being created. And it's also broadcasted in the Yeshivat Chavirim. We're always worried that there's some kind of moving excerpt, something even very strongly moving. For example, tomorrow at the Yeshivat Chavirim, there'll be two short clips from your trip in Spain. Yes? Now, a little point that's very moving people, it's to see and to feel you, for example, from a different angle. Other things that we're doing a little bit of nostalgia.
What's so different about it?
Well, it's different that we're used to see you usually in the morning lesson. And we want to hear you and experience you together a little bit more than the morning lesson. And sometimes a statement that you make with a different background gives our ears to hear, that makes our ear hear it differently and be moved to a different thing.
Okay.
Additional things that we're doing, sometimes we do a little bit of an avant-garde thing, so we're stopped with our crazy things, but we're trying to put in a nostalgic thing, or the importance of the morning lesson, which is something that it was also kind of gone away, the attitude towards Rav. For example, in the morning lesson tomorrow, there's no speakers from here, from Petah Tikva. And also the previous one, there were no speakers from Petah Tikva. And the one before that, there was actually. The focus has changed. I understand that things sometimes go to here or to there. I'll be happy to hear the opinions of everyone. And that's it. That's a change.
Okay. Let's hope it will bring about changes.
I want to bring back the focus to the world Kli. I have a topic that hurts me for a long time. You're teaching us that whoever is far is close. And really, we are impressed and see that friends who invest many hours to come to the morning lesson, to Yeshivat Chavirim, to all of our events from the world Kli, And I wanted to raise the matter of the questions from the World Kli. When I look at the screen and I see, let's say, a question that's for half an hour from Moscow or New York or some place, and simultaneously here friends are raising their hand and starting to spread it some question or to massage some question round after round, and are you look at these things, it hurts me. I feel pain, and I would recommend, I don't know if it'll be accepted or not, not to raise your hand if there's a screen question on the screen.
Meaning if there are questions on the screen, to point at the screen.
Yes.
Very well, I agree. Asia?
Yes, dear Rav and friends, we want to give an impression to the friends to bring the importance of the morning lesson. We are doing a preparation for the morning lesson at 2 Israel time already. For a long time, friends come from North America, from Asia, from Russia, from local people, Americans. We do it in all kinds of languages. We do this preparation. We want you to connect also. So we place it in Sviva Tova every morning. You can awaken yourself to revive it and give this connection from 2 o'clock in the morning on Moscow Zoom every single day.
2 a.m. It's open for awakening towards the lesson. Where is it open? Where can you hear it? Nobody knows.
On the Zoom of Moscow. The Moscow Zoom has a Zoom that they've acquired, and they're using that connection to do it, the connection.
Can I get this Zoom? Can I also hear? Nice. Send it to me, please. Excellent. Are there more questions? No. Do you have questions ahead of my travel?
Ken.
Ask about the material. A few more minutes.
A question was asked about the matter of the awakening that you said. In Chedera, they asked if, let's say, the Gabais and the Shatzes need to do some sanctions or even do that to friends in order to awaken them. Would you recommend to use such measures?
There's nothing to do. Work against the will, the egoistic will to receive. It's very difficult work. Of course, we have to awaken one another. Each should help his friends to wake up. The main thing is, I'm saying, we're not using envy, lust, and honor. If we're not using that, you can't awaken the friend's will to receive. And he will not awaken you. And eventually, you will also begin to go down and fall asleep. You have to constantly care not about myself. I'm not coming to the lesson for myself, but for the friends. My work is to bring him. It's difficult. I remember about myself. Harav Bash would send me out, and I would be completely against it sometimes. When you come, you wake the friend up, and he doesn't get up. Had all sorts of events related to that. What can you do? We need to see these friends. We have to see these things. The more we advance, the more it will be difficult, I promise. And later, you'll decide if you're ready for that or not. Again, decide. You need to recuperate, wake up, organize yourself together, and see. Go to a cemetery, sit on the tombstones, and think, why do you live? What for? What can I tell you? Okay? You don't have Miron here today?
La 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 la